Today, we'd like to see the title of Walkers in the Way of Jeroboam. In the 1 Kings chapter 15 and 16. To honor with the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on this, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 15, verse 18, then Asa took all the silver and gold that was left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the treasuries of the king's house and delivered them into the hands of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hazion, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, what does it mean in the context, and was he doing good in the sight of God, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, chapter 12, verse 2, in as much as I lifted you out of dust and made you ruler of my people, Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam and have made my people Israel sin to provoke me to anger with their sins. What does it mean in the context and what can we learn from here? Last question in chapter 16, verse 34. In his days, Hiel of Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation with Abiram, his firstborn, and his youngest son, Segub, he set up its gates according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken through Joshua, the son of Nun. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? In the last time, in chapter 14, verse 31, so Rehoboam rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. His mother's name was Naama, an Ammonitess. Then Abijam, his son, reigned in his place. Rehoboam, the first king of Judah in southern kingdom, died in the city of David, adjacent to the city of Jerusalem. There are a lot of tombs even today. Abijam became the second king of Judah for a short period in history from 913 to 911 before Christ. Where we had to go through Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom, in the book of 1st and 2nd Kings, north and south and back and forth, is a little hard to handle. But the following chronological diagrams would be helpful for us to understand the kingdoms. And to follow the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles mainly handle the king of Judah in the relationship between the two kingdoms. Here you may see table of church history right here. So divided here, 931 before Christ, the kingdom divided between Judah and Israel. Then today, so we are talking about that, basically. Time order of kings and the prophets right here. So basically explaining the, from, cited from there. So today we are talking about Israel, up to 7th king Ahab. So the Judah king up to Asa, third king, basically that, chronic order, talking about that. Then prophets, right-hand side, prophets and the time is there. So they cited the Solo Church Supreme Sanctuary for the Perfect Reformation book. We cite that. Also, the map of Israel and Judah in Bible times, the last chapter, would be helpful to understand the text, the attached one is briefly, you may see manuscript page 10 right there. So because of time pressure, so we'll observe all of them, then explain it quickly, basically. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijah became king of Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacah, the granddaughter of Abishalom. Here, first one, see above the diagram. In the 18th year, Jeroboam, the first king reigning Israel, Abijah became the second king of Judah. So 2 chapter 13, 11 said Abijah, you know, Abijam, you know, the same king, but different name, but same king. And he worked in all the sins of his father he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Abijam. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem by setting up his son after him and by establishing Jerusalem. Abijam was an evil king who was disloyal to God for idolatry in verse 12, but was not destroyed for David's sake because his son Asa, the good king, verse 11, would establish Jerusalem. It's observed that God wants to bless us much more, if possible, up to 1,000 generations, than to punish direct effect generation up to fourth generation. Exodus chapter 25 and 2:6, and basically there. Verse 5, because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Yeah, David was a good king who was loyal to God, except his adultery with Bathsheba and murder of her husband Uriah, to have been forgiven by God in 2 Samuel chapter 11, 4 and 24, because upon David's repentance, so forgiven. Then is verse 6, and there was a war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam, Judah and Israel, all the days of his life. In verse 6, there was the battle relationship between Judah and Israel. Both the first king's times were talked back, you know, the last time Rehoboam dead, but the king's back. The rest of the acts of Abijah, second king, all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of King of Judah? Many chronicle Judah king, but the secretary, you know, Israel, because the relationship explanation, they are Israel king as well. And there was between Abijah and Jeroboam. Abijah is second king, Jeroboam first king of Israel. So Abijah rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa, his son, reigned in his place. In the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Asa became king of Judah, 13. And he reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. His grandmother's name is Maacah, the granddaughter of Abishalom. Yes, the rest over the act of Abijah, second king, were written in the Second Chronicles. There was the battle relation between second king of Judah and the first king of Israel times. See the above diagram. So that is basically. Then is 11:14. Asa did what was right in the eye of the Lord, as did his father David, and he banished perverted persons from the land and removed all the idols and that his father had made. Also he removed Maacah, his grandmother, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image, Asherah, And Asa cut down her obscene image and burned it by the brook of Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days. Here, Asa was not a puppet, but a good king. He removed all idols except high places worship idols. So he was loyal for his life. Verse 15. He also brought into the house of the Lord the things which his father had dedicated, and the things which he himself had dedicated, silver and gold utensil, given to the temple of God in Jerusalem. Now there was a war between Asa and Baasha, third king Baasha, second king of Israel, third king Asa, and Baasha king of Israel, 16 here. Between Judah, the third king of Judah, Baasha, the third king of Israel, who assassinated Nadab, the second king, in verse 25, see the above diagram. So that way. Verse 18, then Asa took all the silver and gold that was left in the treasury of the house of the Lord, the treasure of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrin, the son of Hezron, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, here 18, without prior prayer to God for his will or his direction, Asa gave all gold and silver and treasuries to Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, for treaty, in order to attack the cities of Israel, including Ramah, in verse 20. So Baasha stopped his building this fortified city of Ramah and remained in Tirzah in verse 21. See the below map. But Asa was rebuked by Hanani the seer or the prophet for his relying on the Syrian king, not on God, like the war against the multitude of Ethiopians. Whatever doing, we should all rely upon the Lord with the prior request for his direction. All cross-reference right here, 2 Corinthians 16, 1, 2, 4, 7, 8, 2 Corinthians 14, 11 through 13. Now 19. Let there be a treaty between you and me, the words between your father and your father. See, I have sent to you a present of silver and gold. Come and break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me. So Ben-Hadad heeded King Asa and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. He attacked the Ejon, Dan, Abepeth, Marka, and all Shinaroth. Shinaroth is the Galilee, sea area city, with all the land of Naphtali. Naphtali area's land too. Now it happened when Baasha heard it, and he stopped the building Ramah and remained in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclaims throughout all Judah. None was exempted, and they took away the stone and timber of Ramah, which Baasha had used for building, and with them Asa built Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. 23, the rest of all the acts of Asa, all his might, all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Yes, he did not seek the law. 23, but the physician, that is written, yes, in the Chronicles. Chronicles. Yes, in the Chronicles, that is the rest of them. Also, he did not seek the Lord, but the physician. That was not good, even though he is not perfect. Not perfect, but good king. Verse 24, so Asa rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. Then Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place, fourth king. Now Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, became king of second king Israel in second year of Asa, king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel 2 years. So that would turn back, So third king talking of that second king to come up again. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and worked in the way of his father and in his sin by which he had made Israel sin. 26, Nadab, the second king of Israel, as Jeroboam's son, not only committed idolatry, but also made Israel to idolatry sin. Like his father, watch for stumbling others. So that stumble others, so the Jesus really, God, really hate that. So watch for that. That cross from Mark chapter 9, verse 42. So Jesus said, thrown into the sea. 26, then 27. Then Baasa, the son of Ahijah of the house of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasa killed him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, while Nadab and all Israel laid the city to Gibbethon. Baasa killed him in 3rd year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. Verse 29. And he was so, when he became king, that he killed all the house of Jeroboam. He did not leave to Jeroboam anyone that breathed until he had destroyed him, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. 29, God was so patient to them for the opportunity to repent idolatry sins and return to God, until God was provoked to anger by giving them up through Baasa. Cross reference right here, verse 14. First Kingdom chapter 14 and Romans chapter 1, 23, 24, 30. Because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he had sinned and by which he had made Israel sin, because of his provocation with which he had provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Verse 31, now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did they are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. And there was a war between Asa and Baasa, king of Israel, all their days. In the 3rd year of Asa, king of Judah, Baasa, became king of all Israel in Tijera and reigned 24 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of Jerusalem and in his sin by which he had made Israel sin. Verse 1, then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasa, saying, inasmuch as I lift you out of dust and made you ruler of my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam, and have made my people Israel sin, to provoke me to anger with their sins. God destroyed Jeroboam's descendants for their continual sins. But Baasa repeated the same mistake of sins. He did not learn from the example of Jeroboam's punishments. So the same prophecy given to Jeroboam is now given to Baasa by Jehu. God is still speaking, although there is idolatry, corruption, and deterioration. This shows God's long-suffering, love, faithfulness, and truth, or impossibility to lie. It is amazing God's patience to continually speak to a person long after they've gone downfall, not giving them up. So all cross-reference right here, you may read them. Verse 3, surely I will take away the posterity of Baasa and the posterity of his house. His house people, all of us, will be abolished. I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. The dogs shall eat whoever belonged to Baasa and died in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever died in the field. Verse 5, now the rest of the acts of Baasa, what he did and his might, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the king of Israel? So Baasa rested with his fathers and was buried in Tirzah, and Eli his son reigned in his place. And also the word of the Lord came by the prophet Jehu, the son of Hanah, against Baasa and his house, because of all the evil he did in the sight of the Lord in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, in being like the house of Jeroboam, became he killed them. Jehu delivered the same prophecy given to Elah's father. It was given to Elah, the fourth king of Israel. Again, God's patience to us is just so awesome. 26 years Asa, king of Judah, Elah, the son of Baasa, became king of Israel and reigned 2 years in Tirzah. Now his servant Jimni, commander of half his chariot, conspired against him as he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drink in the house of Arjah, steward of his house in Tirzah. And Jimni went in, struck him, and killed him in 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. Then it came to pass when he began to reign, as soon as he was seated on his throne, that he killed all the house of Baasa. He did not leave him one male, neither of his servant relative, nor of his friends. Thus Jimni destroyed all the household of Baasa, according to the word of the Lord, which is spoken against Baasa by Jehu the prophet. For all the sins of Baasa and sins of Elah his son, by which they had sinned, by which they had made Israel sin, in provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Elah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, Jimni had reigned in Tirzah 7 days, and the people were encamped against Gibbethon, is in Lake of Galilee, which belonged to Philistine. Now the people who were encamped heard it. Jimni had conspired and also had killed the king. So Israel made Omni, the commander of the army, king of Israel, that day in the camp. Then Omni and all Israel with him went up from Gibbethon, and they besieged Tirzah. And it happened when Jimni saw that city was taken, and he went into Sitidol of the king's house and burned the king's house down upon himself with fire and died. Because of the sins which he had committed in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the way of Jerusalem, and in his sin which he had committed to make Israel sin, now the rest of the acts of Jimni and the treason he committed they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then the people of Israel were divided into two parts. Half the people followed Tibni, the son of Ginath, to make him king. Half followed Omni, two kings right there. But the people who followed Omni prevailed over the people who followed Tibni, the son of Ginath. So Tibni died, and Omni reigned. So all of them diagrams over there. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, Omni became king of Israel and reigned 12 years. 6 years he reigned in Tirzah, and he bought the hill of Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver. Then he built on the hill and called the name of the city which he built Samaria, after the name of Shemer, owner of the hill. Verse 25, Omni did evil in the eyes of the Lord and did worse than all that were before him. Omni, the sixth king of Israel, was an evil king, worse than prior all kings, as he built the new capital city of Samaria and aggravated idolatry sins against God's counsel through his son Ahab, in verse 7 King 28. All the way Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, in his sin, by which he had made Israel sin, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Omni, which he did, that the might that he showed, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Omni rested with his fathers and was buried in Samaria. Then Ahab, seventh king, his son, reigned in his place. Ahab, the seventh king of Israel, took over Omni's throne place. He completed the city of Samaria, building not only an ivory house, but also a temple of Baal, the idol, to please his wife, Jezebel, the Baal worshipper. In verse 31, those were subject to destruction. Verse 29, in the 38 years of Asa, king of Judah, Ahab, the son of Omni, became king of Israel, and Ahab, the son of Omni, reigned of Israel in Samaria 22 years. Now Ahab, the son of Omni, did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to work in the sin of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, so little things still commit sin, that he took as a wife Jezebel, the daughter of Etapel, king of Sidonians. He went and served Baal and worshipped him. Then he set up an altar of Baal in temple of Baal, which he had built up Samaria. And Ahab made a wooden image. Ahab did more to Brook. Wooden image usually Asherah, the goddess, Lord of Israel, to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days, Hiel Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation with Abraham, his firstborn, and with his youngest son, Segub. He set up its gates according to the word of the law, which he had spoken through Joshua, the son of Nun. What does it mean? Last question. Joshua's prophecy about the death of foundation worker the first time and gates worker second time to build Jericho was literally fulfilled in about 500 years later. Also, the prophecies of Seth Ahijah, of Seth Jehu, and of a prophet from Judah about Joshua, the 15th king of Judah, against the altar battle in 300 years later were fulfilled with tremendous accuracy. This shows us that all his word such as the prophecies, commandments, promises, or authors written in the scripture, is inspired by the Spirit of God. Our God is forever. Our God has a foreknowledge. All scripture has been fulfilled, and all scripture will be fulfilled without failure, even the smallest detail. Here, cross-reference here, Joshua 6:26, 1 Kings 13:1-2, 2 Kings 23:16, 2 Timothy 3:16, Psalm 10:16, Romans 8:29, Matthew 5:18, for surely I say to you, till heaven, earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will, very smallest detail will be fulfilled, by no means a path, from the law till all is fulfilled. So, here the mapping right there, as you may see, so that is why your trilogy is right there. You may see that. So it will be helpful, you know, to you. Here, Apostle Creed. Apostle Creed is very important. It's a factual word. It's not, you know, symbolic, you know, factual word cited from the Bible. Then his ebook that church is available. You may choose something. If you use a review code, that's a free one time. Here, a pastoral training of Asia through the Loud Milk, the ministries, including Muslim Village in Philippines, right there. That is the last part. Is God bless them through His share to make offering to express each heart to love God the mostly. Right here, the God blessed here. God doesn't need human money, but the heart to love God, rather than to love money, is right there. So every minister of God to you at the CCAH, God's Church, does not seek yours, but your being or soul spirit to love God mostly. For each minister, for imperishable words before the judgment seat of Christ. So continue to keep on prayer. So online area, so a lot of evil, you know, attack it online. So the other part, you know, they develop it, so overcome, you know, their trial to defeat, you know, our the manuscript, you know, word, and you know, kind of thing. So continue to keep on praying for them, you know, as well. God bless you.